Chair, Excellencies and distinguished delegates, as the country rapporteur for Nepal, it is my great privilege to warmly welcome the distinguished delegation from Nepal, led by Her Excellency Honorable Nawal Kishir Sasuri, I'm sorry my proper pronunciation, Minister of the Ministry of Women, Children and Senior Citizens, and Honorable Commissioner Ms. Lily Hajal Basnet Thapa, National Human Rights Commission of Nepal, to this important and constructive dialogue. The committee commends the government of Nepal for its commitment to fulfilling its obligation as demonstrated by the submission of its report and its active participation in this meaningful exchange despite repeated earthquakes and natural disasters. I also would like to take this opportunity to express my sincere gratitude to the government of Nepal for nominating Ms. Bandana Rana to the SIDO committee. Ms. Rana has proven to be an invaluable asset for the committee, having made significant contribution in her role as the chair of the Working Group on Inquiry, or as the chair country rapporteur for the Afghanistan, and the chairperson of the Working Group on Women, Peace and Security, and so forth. Excellency, the committee deeply values Nepal's steadfast commitment to achieving gender equality, as evidenced by its progressive legislative measures. However, we also recognize that the challenges remain. Through this constructive dialogue, the committee hopes to collectively identify solutions to these challenges and continue supporting Nepal's progress in fulfilling its objectives of the convention. Now, let me address Article 1 and 2. First, regarding the definition of discrimination, which the commissioner raised, the committee notes that the Constitution stipulates the right to equality, the right of women, the rights of women to obtain special opportunities, and rights of vulnerable groups of women. However, I would like to bring the state party's attention that Article 1 of the CEDAW Convention prohibits not only direct discrimination, but also indirect, multiple, and intersecting forms of discrimination. And Article 2 of the Convention stipulates the state party's responsibility to take all appropriate measures to eliminate discrimination against women by any person, organization, or enterprises. So my questions are, what effort has been taken to adopt comprehensive anti-discrimination legislation that includes a definition of discrimination against women encompassing elements of direct, indirect, discrimination and multiple and intersecting forms of discrimination in the public and private sphere too, and guarantee effective remedies for victims? How does the state party address intersectional and compounded discrimination against women, including women with disabilities, indigenous women, Dalit women, single women, women from religious minorities, LGBTI women, Madhesi woman, senior citizen woman, and woman in a humanitarian crisis? Secondly, regarding discriminatory laws, the committee notes that the discriminatory legal provisions against women and girls still exist, including regarding inheritance, citizenship, education and employment, human trafficking and sexual abuse, health and reproductive health, marriage and family, and court and legal proceedings. So what measures has been taken to repeal all remaining constitutional and legal provisions that discriminate against women and girls? What monitoring mechanisms exist to ensure the effective implementation of laws? Thirdly, regarding the special opportunity laws, the committee notes that the state party has initiated drafting the special opportunity bill to implement Article 35, Section Article 8, Section 5 of the Constitution. So please tell us about the status and the content of the special opportunity bill. Are women's rights civil society organizations participating in the drafting of the bill? Finally, but not least, regarding awareness raising, What measures has been implemented to enhance women's awareness of their rights and the legal remedies available for violations under the convention? And finally, how does the state party disseminate information about the legal framework and the mechanisms for accessing justice and legal aid schemes? Thank you, Madam Chair.